Good day, my friends. It is Michael Abdo back here recording the podcast after a very long and necessary time away. And it's interesting. I've been recording different things through video, been recording a lot of things in my diary and my journal, but I haven't been recording the podcast. And it's hard for me because I want to do whatever I'm doing. I want to do it with all my heart and with all my energy, with all my intensity and focus. And so it's hard for me when I'm wanting to do this podcast and wanting to make it as impactful and as beneficial as possible, and yet wanting to give it more time and focus and energy, and yet realizing that that's not where I'm at right now, and I don't have that liability, just where I'm at in my stage of life, being 21 years old, being a single guy, being here in Madison, being with the new church and helping the church grow, and as well as starting the business and wanting to focus and see the business grow. And so as I think about here on the podcast, it's like I want to give my all, my focus, my time, and be able to give insights, be able to give experiences, be able to tell and communicate in a way that is helpful and beneficial. I realize that where I'm at this stage of life, that is not a priority. And that's difficult for me to accept, because if you're like me, you want to do everything, and you want to do it better than everybody else, and you want to do it better than you did it last time. And you're not just an achiever, but you're an overachiever. And not just an overachiever, but you want to beat the overachievers, you know? And there's just this competition that can be unhealthy at times, but that it just drives me. And then sometimes it just drives you to the ground, you know? And you got to take a break and rest. And a lot of what the past couple months has been for me is just understanding and knowing where my limits are. And knowing what limits God has put in place, and I need to accept those and humble myself before God and before others to accept those limits. What limits are meant for me to break free of? What limits are our false beliefs, our limiting beliefs? What limits are lies that I'm holding on to, that I've been feeding myself, that I've been listening to, that I've been allowing in my own life, and that God and others want me to break free of? And which limits are temporary, which are here for the time and the season and are good, but are not going to be lifelong limits. And so wisdom and taking time and reflecting. And it's funny because one thing that's been important for me this past really 3 months or so has been taking sabbaticals and taking a sabbath, and just a 24-hour break of work, being with friends, and just being alone and being with God, and allowing that time to really get perspective on the week, on the direction that I'm heading, on the goals, and really use that as a time to realign and refocus and recenter on who God is and who He's made me to be. And I just want to say, if you're listening to this and you're not, if you don't believe in God, or you're questioning what your relationship with God is like, or just a different religion or whatever, like, I just want to take the time and say, welcome. I'm glad that you're here. What I'm sharing, I'm purely sharing out of my experience and the experience of others that I've spent time with, that I've talked with. And I hope, and my desire, my mission, really my commitment, is to be able to share life-changing experiences for me with the goal and with the knowledge that it can change other people's lives. And so, if you know me, you know that the thing that I am committed to above all is truth, and to know what is true, And it's funny saying that in this time, because everybody's asking, what is truth? Is there absolute truth? Some people don't even care about truth. But for those who are seeking, for those who are searching for the truth, those few of us who, no matter what the truth is, even if it hurts, even if it's hard to accept, we want to know it. That is who I'm speaking to. And so if that's you, I want you to know that you're welcome here. Whether you believe everything that I'm saying or not, whether you've had similar experiences or not, I want to speak out of where I have walked and my reflections on those, and share from successes, share from failures. And I'm just grateful and thankful for everybody who is on today, who's listening and is taking seriously who God made them to be, taking seriously your sexuality and what that looks like, what wrong expressions of that look like, and what proper and right expressions of that look like, what unproductive and what productive expressions of that look like. And so wherever you're at, I am grateful to have you here. And as I'm talking and thinking about my sabbatical, I remember 2 weeks ago, it's funny, I actually went camping, and I've only ever gone camping with other people, so I don't know what it's like to reserve a site or anything like that. And it was a last minute, it was like 8:30 p.m. and I was like, I'm gonna go camping tonight. So I just grabbed my pillow and some blankets, threw them in the back of my Kia Sportage, and drove a half hour south to the nearest camping site. And that night, it was a cold night, falling asleep, but it was cool just to have that space being with God. And the next day, just being able to go on a walk and be in prayer, and really have space to allow God to speak to me however He wants to. And I remember something that was being impressed more and more, even though I had thought about it and I had considered it and had been like, yeah, it's a good thing to do, but just never had that opportunity. And that was the commitment to the commitment to establishing habits of resisting sexual temptation. And so I know that that looks different for a lot of people in a lot of different areas, but for me specifically, what that looked like is, okay, I've talked about wanting to stop pornography. And when I say pornography, I mean looking at, whether explicit or not, looking at sexual, how would I say? Definitions are always a tricky thing. Looking at images that entice me in my lust sexually. And then acting out on that, whether that be through imagination, whether that be through masturbation, whatever that looks like, I came to a place where I needed to make a commitment and say, you know what? No, I'm going to make a decision here today to establish habits of resisting. Because in the past, I had sown habits of giving in, habits of, if I was stressed, if I had anxiety, if I had doubts, if I had fears, if I had anger, if I felt insignificant, if I felt lonely, boom, it was a quick, easy place to go. My mind had made that path time and time again. And at the beginning of the year, one of the things that I was wanting for this year was to be done with that, to not allow that to have control over me and control in my life. And during the summer of 2019, it has been a complete realization of just how selfish and proud I truly am, and how so much of my mind is focused on how can I take care of myself? How can I make myself better? How can I advance what my goal and aims are at the point of not hurting other people, but neglecting other people? And that shift in that awareness over this summer, in addition to a lot of what God's been doing in my own heart this past fall, has led me to a point of, okay, I no longer, like, I hate this temptation. I hate that it keeps coming up. I hate that I keep giving into it. And I hate the repercussions that have, both on my emotions, my relationships, my productivity, all these things. It's hindering me from being all that I am. It's hindering me from fulfilling my potential. It's hindering me from using all that God has given me. And so I came to a point here at the sabbatical 2 weeks ago that, you know what? Not only am I aware of this, but I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to make a financial decision. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is and actually make, like, put some skin in the game, you know, not just say that I'm going to do this thing, but I'm actually going to go do it. I'm going to do it right here, right now, in the middle of the campsite, even though there's no Wi-Fi, even though my Verizon, I had like 1% left in the data plan, or it would go over. Like, I was willing to do whatever it took to make that commitment, because I knew that later that day, or the next day, or the next week, that I might not have that same fervor. And one of the quotes that I've heard before, but I was reminded of it just this last week, is, when you're at your best, prepare for your worst. I'll say that again. When you're at your best, prepare for your worst. And that was my understanding, is I see things clearly now. I see how it's negatively affecting me and my relationships and my family, and how it has done that, and how it continues to linger on. No more. No more. And so the struggle, and what I understand the fight to be, is not that I would never be tempted before or ever again. Like, we live in such a sex-saturated culture and world. You look at the things that are being published in the media today, and that would be repulsive. Just in 1960, like 80 years ago, a generation or two ago, that would have been unacceptable. And now it's norm. And so I know that I'm going to continue to be tempted. And my mindset and my understanding is, okay, I'm going to continue to be tempted until the day I die. I will always have this temptation. I will always have a desire to do this. What is it that I want then? I don't want to, well, yes, ultimately I want to be rid of temptation. Yes, and that day will come soon, Lord, I pray. But until then, in this short life that we have, my goal and my desire is to replace those habits of giving in with habits of fleeing and resisting and fighting. And so that when I am tempted, instead of my natural response of just, oh, sure, yeah, whatever, that instead I would build the habit, and I would condition myself and condition my mind to, when I'm tempted, boom, I flee, I run, and I say, okay, what's the real issue? Let's not medicate the issue, but let's go in. Let's see, why am I stressed? Why am I anxious? Why am I worried? Why am I overwhelmed? Why am I afraid? Why am I angry? Why do I feel insignificant? And that then I can deal with the real issue. And in that manner, that those temptations, those triggers would be opportunity for me to be refined and for me to be and to use the fullness of all that God created me to. And so on Monday, 2 weeks ago, I ended up purchasing the subscription to Covenant Eyes, which is one of many accountability softwares, internet filters. They all have different functions. I didn't really care what software it was. I didn't really care as much what functions it provided, as much as me making a decision, putting skin in the game, and putting my money where my mouth was. And so when I made that decision, along with paying, you know, comes internet blocking, which is amazing for all devices, as well as you have screen accountability. So occasionally it will take screenshots of your devices, and then it will send those screenshots to people who you have set up for your accountability list. And so the exact functions and things like that were neat, they were cool, but it didn't matter to me as much as me making a decision of no more putting my money where my mouth was and following through. And what I've done since then is I've actually contacted my brothers, I've contacted some close friends, some more brothers, brothers in the faith, and I said, hey, this is what I'm doing for the rest of the year. We have like November just started. We have 2 months left. That's 60 days. It takes 60 days roughly to form a new habit. This is what I'm wanting to do. This is my desire. This is what I'm planning to do. I would love for you to come along on whatever capacity, whether it be going through it with me, whether it be just accountability and staying up to date with me, whether it be checking through the emails and saying, hey, I saw this, what's all that about? Whatever it is, like, however you feel support, however you feel called to be a support to me, I would love to have you along on this journey that I am going on. And it's been so cool because I spread that out to my three older brothers, spread that out to two of my close friends, actually three, a guy that I'm actually meeting and discipling here in Madison I talked with as well, and he said he'd love to join. But it's been so neat to see how this commitment that God has put on my heart, he's also put on other people's hearts. And how we're doing this together for a very focused amount of time, for a very intentional period of time, to be on alert, to be aware, to be on guard, to form habits, to encourage one another, to support when we fall, to be focused. Like, I cannot tell you how encouraging it's been to know that my other brothers are doing the same thing. And to be texting them in the morning or at night and being like, hey, just want to encourage you. I can't tell you how many times I've been tempted. And it's come to my mind the words of my brothers or my friends when they're like, you can't be doing this anymore. Those things, they matter and they help so much. And as I'm forming these habits, relying on these systems, these accountability partners, relying on these other people to help me as I instill this habit within myself, within my mind. And it's going to be a butthole. It's Thursday now. It sucks, and I hate to say this, but it's the truth, and I'm going to own it. Because just as I own my shortcomings and my weaknesses, I own the power and the grace of God. And I own both of those, and I wield both of those. And And the grace of God comes out victorious every single time. But just this past Monday, as in 4 days ago, I want to say that I was tempted and that I gave into temptation. But quite frankly, I walked myself to the slaughterhouse. It was Monday, my sabbatical, and instead of going out and being with God, I stayed in my home, I stayed in my room, and I just let my mind go wherever it wanted, and I just let it wander. And it was hard, because here's a day that I was supposed to spend for God, focused on God, spent with God, enjoying God. I spent the exact opposite. And not only that, but here I was supposed to be on this goal, this mission, this pursuit of holiness and purity and righteousness and establishing these habits. And here I was giving in. And confessing that to my brother was nothing short of easy. And thank God that another one of my friends saw my internet report and was like, "Bro, what is this? You can't be doing this." And I can't tell you how much those things hurt, because it's owning up to the reality of the decisions that I'm making. And it hurts to take responsibility for those. But at the same time, there's so much healing and there's so much grace there from God to be able to say, "I have forgiven, I've overcome, now walk in victory." And how every day is a new day to walk in freedom. And so just wanted to share that is what the next 60... There's a challenge that we're doing. It's like a 40-day challenge. But really, what our commitment is 60 days until the end of the year. And then from there, by God's grace, that it would be established as a habit, that it would the old habits would be broken, and that there would be the breeding ground for the new habits. And then then we can move forward and starting the new year, have habits of fleeing and resisting. And I'm really, really eager and excited for that. But more than that, I'm eager for today, for the freedom that I choose to walk in today. One of the lessons that I was walking through and reading about was the realization that freedom is not a destination. If it's a destination, you'll never arrive. You'll never arrive at freedom. Freedom is a choice. It's a choice one day at a time to say, "Today I'm going to live in the freedom that I have been given." And it's funny to talk about if you choose that today, and then you choose that tomorrow, and you choose it for the week, and you choose it for the weekend, and you choose it for the next week, then you choose it for the month, and then you choose it for the quarter, you choose it for the whole year, choose it for 2 years, for 3 years, for 5 years, for 10 years. Eventually you have a life of freedom. But the freedom, that life of freedom, starts today and ends today. And then starts again tomorrow and ends tomorrow. But that is what a life of freedom is. It's a choice to live free. So, man, these darn podcasts, they always go so much longer than I wanted to. But I trust that God will use these for His glory in whatever capacity He wants to. But I would regret not sharing what God is doing in my life, what He's doing in other people's lives, and what he can do in your life. So, I'll be completely honest with you. I did not get to anything I wanted to talk about. I had 3 pages of notes that I had written down that I wanted to talk about. Just not full pages, just little sticky notes. And got to none of them. So, maybe for another day, maybe for tomorrow or such, we'll go over them. But as for today, my friend, I encourage you. I plead with you. Find a one or two other brothers who you know will join you in the journey that you guys can be committed to, that you can be focused on, and choose to live in freedom. The decision is yours. The power is yours. But you have to decide to live in freedom today. So, that is my encouragement. And that is my sign off. Is live in freedom today. And use all that God has given you. Till next time, take care, my friends.